Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Seeing a lot of damage from a smash-and-grab robbery of a clothing store in southwest Detroit. Let's go live to the scene and Charlie Langton. Charlie.
Yeah, good morning, Roberta. Yeah, 1 o'clock this morning or so, a little after 1, a Chrysler van smashes through the front window of the BBW clothing store that's here on Verner and Junction in southwest Detroit. The owner, Bassam Swaben, says that about $5,000 of designer clothing was stolen. He's been in business for 26 years, but he's going to stay in this area.
But we're trying to build the city, and we try to make the city look good, but it looked like those guys, crackheads, they have nothing else to do, no moral, no ethics.
He's talking about the three men that took about 25 seconds to ransack his store. They left the van and then took off in another car. Bassam says he has no insurance. He's in the middle of cleaning up his store. He says he will reopen. Reporting live here, southwest Detroit, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's a horrifying story emerging out of Detroit. Two children found four adults in their home unconscious. WWJ's Sandra McNeil has the story.
Police got the call shortly before 4 p.m. Two girls, ages 6 and 8, discovered four adults unconscious at the home on Caldwell Street on the city's east side. EMS crews arrived and found a woman and two men dead. They were able to use Narcan to revive the fourth victim. The medical examiner will determine whether the deaths were indeed due to drug overdoses. The children were taken to the hospital for observation. Police say the woman who died was the mother of at least one of the girls. Child Protective Services is looking to place the children with a relative. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
We are expecting to learn more today about a fatal crash in Clinton Township that claimed the life of a little seven-year-old boy and landed his father in jail. Early yesterday, police tell WWJ the man from upstate New York was eastbound on Hall Road when his car smacked a utility pole at Heidenreich. Witnesses told police the car was traveling on the right shoulder, not on the road. The 32-year-old dad being held after investigators say alcohol was a factor in this fatal crash.
The Detroit Athletic Club named in a sexual harassment lawsuit being announced today. Live and local details with WWJ's Ron Dewey.
Yeah, civil rights attorney John Marco represents photographer Sabal Kodesh, who had worked with the DSC in a number of events going back to 2013.
The problem started when her supervisor, a man by the name of Ken Voiles, who's also named in the lawsuit as a defendant, became obsessed with her and wouldn't stop, and the harassment began of Ms. Kodesh, and things went downhill from there.
Marco says they will present evidence of the alleged harassment in the form of texts and emails. Live and local, Ron Dewey, WWJ, News Radio 950.
State lawmakers returning to work this week to put the wraps on a new budget. Let's go live to our Lansing Bureau Chief, Tim Skubick, for the update, Tim.
Good morning, Roberta. We're waiting to see what this final document is that would take some of the governor's powers away to rearrange the budget and give some of that powers back to the legislature. If all of those words fall into place and if everything goes according to what it's supposed to do, by tomorrow night, the supplemental budget, which restores a whole bunch, about $500 million in state service cuts, will be restored and the governor will lose some of her power. That was the deal that was hatched last week. Everybody's waiting to see the final language and a final vote tomorrow. And when it happens, you'll hear it first right here on WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.